Today on Real Life Radio.
Watch out! Why? Because your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. This body doesn't belong to us. You can't do what you want with your body. You say you want me to become a Christian? That doesn't sound like much of an invitation. Oh my goodness, there's freedom in this. It's so cool to live like this.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series now called 1 Corinthians with a message titled, To Tell the Truth. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, the church in Corinth lived their life very differently from the truth of the gospel. So Paul challenges that church to line up their faith with their actions. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that our physical appetites can draw us to places we shouldn't go. But for the true believer, our love for Jesus and his love for us will cause us to walk away from those things, having total control and in total freedom. Now with his message called To Tell the Truth, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Not everybody can receive this message today. Some of you maybe, I hope not in this church, maybe some other church, but not this church. You might be thinking, I can become a Christian and do anything I want? Cool. That's not a Christian. You've deceived yourself. You're tricking yourself. A real Christian says, wow, you mean I've got such liberty in Jesus, but now how I live is to his glory? The real Christian says, that is awesome. You mean I can live my life pleasing God just by how I live? Because listen, by how I live, it's not the status I earn by how I live. It's because of the status he's given me, I get to live. I get to be free from the grip of the world. Remember, we've all got that crazy looking plastic suit on. We're free. There's no handles on us. There's nothing to grab. Does the world have something to grab and say, look, this is where we have a stronghold? That's why the things that beset us, the things that really are dangerous, somebody might say, well, this is my secret little favorite thing. This is my little indulgence. Are you really free? He says, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Isn't that awesome? That is so exciting. Paul answers a tragically common question of not only this era, but of his own. Since I'm a Christian, somebody might say, why can't I just smoke pot, get drunk, eat all the time, become a glutton, do whatever I want to do, and live the life I want to live my way? Can't I be a Christian? People ask us, well, can't I just do what I want and be a Christian? I had somebody recently tell me, listen, I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping with my boyfriend. I'm sleeping with anybody I want to sleep with. This was a teenager. And I said, listen, you need Jesus. You need Christ. And that young lady was offended. What? Are you implying I'm not a Christian? I said, the words are yours. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, wake up now. You can't live a life that is for your own indulgences and then say that when it's all over in the end, I'm going to go to heaven. What a great world. Live like I don't know God, but at the right time, pull up the God or Jesus trump card and I'm home free. That's called antinomianism, and it will destroy your life. It means I can sin. Listen. I can sin and quickly run and go have it confessed and then go right back and do it again, then run back and quickly confess and then go live it again, confessing with the intent to do the sin again is death. You're not free. In Proverbs 23:21, the Bible says the drunk and the overeater will come to poverty, and a drowsy man will clothe himself in rags. Isn't that funny? What a great proverb. Put that over your teenage son's bedroom. Get dressed. Put your clothes on.
Why?
I love that. The drowsy man, he's going to wear rags. He's too tired to put his nice clothes on. He's pooped out. The drunk, the overeater, they indulge themselves and they don't progress their life. They don't advance their life. They're given over to fleshly appetites. Church family, listen. And look, I know I'm going to sound incredibly hypocritical. You all know I'm guilty as charged. I love Wahoo's fish tacos. Okay, if you can't find me anywhere in the world, you'll find me over there. Love it. Okay. But I've got a system down. It's such a high protein meal. This is how I justify my sin, I guess, right? Are you with me? It's such a high protein meal. I can actually eat that once a day. And I hardly eat anything for the remainder of the day. You say, well, that's great for you. So that's my little thing. But if I'm living to eat, gosh, that was a great breakfast. Okay, you guys, where are we going to go to lunch? Okay, no, that's not a good place. That other place has bigger portions. And then, you know what, we'll go from there and then later, you know, go back to work and then a little later, about 6:30, I'll meet you at that place for dinner. You are living to eat. We should be disciplined to eat to live. Think about it. You'd be surprised how little you have to eat to live. Huh? You mean I can't do what? I can't have waffles, french fries, the pop, and everything, and then order? Right? You'd be surprised. Watch out. Why? Because your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. This body doesn't belong to us. You can't do what you want with your body. You say you want me to become a Christian? That doesn't sound like much of an invitation. Oh my goodness, there's freedom in this. It's so cool to live like this. So listen, the actions determine if I'm a free man. Very important. Romans 13:10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Think about that for a moment. I want to follow Jesus because Jesus says he loves me. And then he says, listen, I'll put my love in you that you might love others. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. My friends, Christians, you are freed from the law of sin and death. Do you understand that? You will never, if you're a Christian, be beaten up by the Ten Commandments. Ever. Did you know that? You will not stand before Jesus in the judgment seat of Christ and he rolls out the Ten Commandments and judges you according to those Ten Commandments. Did you know that? The non-Christian will be judged by those. You, my friend, those judgments fell upon Christ at the cross. He took your judgment. We say, then what's the judgment seat of Christ for? You and I are going to be judged for what we've done for him. Amen. Your forgiveness is settled. It's been removed. Now that's true. Get up and be free. Live it. It's amazing. Second thing under this point is this. What's your favorite thing to do? My words say that I'm already taken. My words say that I'm spoken for, that I'm already taken. He says foods for the stomach and stomach for the foods. We don't need to spend much time on this whatsoever. It means this. My words say that I'm already spoken for. Christ owns me. Meaning this. I understand. I understand that because the Lord has called me, His son, you, his daughter, you're in the family of God. You're spoken for. You're sealed. You've been taken. You're his. That I understand this. I will not be brought under the bondage. Now listen, make this apply to where it needs to apply in your life. I will not be brought under the bondage of the stuff of this world. If it's food, if it's what? Fill in the blank. Is it possessions? Is it what? What is it? Listen, think about it. It could be your sexual appetite. It could be whatever. Do those things control you or do you control them? There is liberty. Please hear me. If you don't know this, there's liberty in being in control of your appetites. You do not have to do what your body says to do. Because you know what your body says to do. I spoke to a bunch of high school guys yesterday. It's so funny. It's so funny because their parents are like, well, some of them were the late 30s and 40s, 45. So, and I said, well, here I am, you know, and you guys, this is what, and we're talking, and I said, you need to possess your body, says the scriptures, in integrity. And I was talking about that. And I talked about how, guys, right now your hormones are going crazy. And all you have to do is see the word girl. And it's like, whoa! And I said, listen, I had a 95-year-old man tell me that he battled with temptation in that area. And I was very discouraged when I heard that from that 95-year-old man. I said, well, please tell me you're kidding me. And the older I get, the more I realize that man was true. He's telling the truth. You see, but Jack, you're flabby and you're out of shape and you look like the cat just drug something in. And what? Hey, listen, you're going to hear in a moment that the Bible says we need to flee youthful lust. Why? Because the world and this flesh wants to get together. And if you don't tell it to sit down by the power of the word of God, it's going to mess up your life. And listen, it's greater to have his power at work in your life than to be vandalized and victimized by the whims of the flesh in this world. And there's something awesome. By the way, the Wednesday Nighters, I've issued the Wednesday Nighters a challenge to get up with me early in the morning, and I'm getting emails and updates from their commitment. We're joining together and we're meeting in spirit. Huh? What? What? You should have been here. Anyway, we had a service and we had this thing and it's very cool. And we're embarking upon this. We're gonna just follow Jesus. Crazy, crazy follow Jesus. And I've already heard reports. It hasn't even been a week yet. And people are telling me, I can't believe the presence of God in my life since I've been doing this early mornings with Jesus. And the stuff that's been tripping me up, I've been saying no to it. Do you understand how awesome that is? Pastor Jack, I would want to come home every day and just to de-stress from the day, I would want to get my whiskey and something mix. And he said, since that commitment, it's gone. It's gone. Why? Jesus has taken the place. He takes that place. You're already spoken for. You're taken. You belong to the King. You're God's property now. Food doesn't have to control you. Next thing is this. Look at verse 14. Intentions. My intentions say that I'm looking ahead. What's your favorite thing to do? Look ahead. What do you mean look ahead? I'm hoping Jesus comes back today. I'm hoping, listen, that my life, if I live it to the fullest, to the end, at whatever time that will be, that it brings glory to God. I'm looking ahead. It's so funny to me that this world is so devoted to its 401k and its retirement plan and winds up bailing out on its eternal commitment. Well, how's your portfolio? And you tell some guy, you know, well, I invested everything in Enron. Oh, what a dope. Oh, boy, are you a loser. I mean, I'm making this up. I didn't do it. But oh, I invested in this and invested in that. And that guy goes, boy, what a loser you are. You lost everything. Well, can I ask you a question? Yeah, sure, man. I'm worth billions. What are you doing about your eternal retirement? What? I don't get into that religious stuff. Listen, I've done a lot of funerals in my life. I have never once seen a Beacons or U-Haul van taking the guy's junk over to the graveyard with him. Hey, buddy, here's your piano. Here's your Ferrari. Right? Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Warren Buffett, Rupert Murdoch, Bill Gates. What is a profit? So what, you have a platinum plated car. What do you do with that? Look ahead. We are not going to live in this world forever. Amen. And we're going to be with the Lord forever in glory. Verse 14 says, but God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Circle it. That's the Bible. It will happen. It will happen. I'm more sure of this happening than tomorrow's newspapers, what it might say, I can guess. Not this. It's going to happen. Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit will resurrect you and I in the end. And we will stand, like Job said, before our Maker in the flesh. God will resurrect us. Your body someday will come out of the ground. And it will look very different. Thank you, God. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's greatest triumph ever and ever shall be. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Don't get me wrong. It was amazing that he came to this earth. It was amazing that he lived the life that he lived. It was amazing that he died on the cross for us. But my friends, if the story ended there, we're without hope. And we should run out of this building and just go eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But guess what? We are looking ahead because there's a great investment taking place. And the ultimate, ultimate dividend will be resurrection. Amen. Your body will be raised from the grave. Amen. And Jesus' triumph over the grave, his resurrection, sealed the deal forever. It's the greatest message, and you have it. Tell the world. Invite all your friends. Invite them to come. Bribe them. Invite them out to breakfast. Whatever it takes. Tell them to come. I'll buy you breakfast if you come to church. I used to tell people all the time, will you come? Because I've been asking you to go to church all year. If you come, I won't ask you to come back to church ever again. You know, any good pagan, worshiping, maniac, unbelieving atheist would say, that's a deal. You will never ask me again. I'm coming to church. Try it and see what happens. Intentions. Are you looking ahead? It makes a big difference. The Corinthian church was not looking ahead. They had the philosophy of the world, and it meant this. In their spiritual philosophy, if I believe in God, I can live any way I want because that world's physical. This world's spiritual, the two will never meet, so I'm cool. I can say I'm a believer and live like I'm not, and it works out great. And a lot of people live like that today. And that's not true. Why? Because there's a future coming. 1 John 2:2 says, for he himself is our sacrifice, our propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but also for the whole world. Jesus died for the sins of the entire world. Now listen. Mark this down, Bible students. Please don't misunderstand me. Number one, I'll give you number two in a moment. Number one, Jesus Christ died for us as Savior. You say, well, of course he did. Just remember that for a moment. Jesus Christ died for us as our Savior. 1 Timothy 2:3 says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Next time somebody lays on you that we have a big, bad, mean God, give them that verse. He wants everybody saved. For there is one God and one go-between, one mediator between God and man or mankind. It is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The word means at the proper time. For us, today, now. This is important, my friends, because Jesus Christ died as our Savior. I look ahead. Listen, this is fun. Because he died as my Savior, I know I have a future. It's guaranteed. How do you know your future is guaranteed? Because Jesus died on the cross for me. Amen. That means I have a future. Yeah. Didn't Jesus say, let the dead bury the dead? Didn't Jesus say, I'm not the God of the dead? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isn't that a cool word? Because the Jews could have scratched their head and said, wait a minute, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are dead. Oh, their bodies may have been in the ground, but they're in the presence of the Lord. Point number two, please God, stop the clock. Point number two, to tell the truth, where do you like to spend your time? See, if we're on that panel in Hollywood and we're asking the contestants, where do you like to spend your time? We're trying to find out something about you. All right, hang on. Verse 15 would ask us, is it at the playground? Is that where you like to spend your time? I'm a Christian. Well, where do you like to spend your time? Is it at the playground? And I'm not talking about the sandbox. Romans 6:11 says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. That is a beautiful statement. Determine, think the thought that because what Jesus has done, I'm now dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Watch this. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. He says in verse 13, and do not present your members, that is your body parts, as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. What you wear, how you present yourself, you're on display, you're on parade, my friend, if you like it or not. Verse 14, Romans 6, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Grace gives you the power to live a life that pleases God. You don't have to sweat at it. God's grace will do it. What then, he says, verse 15, shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? Where do you spend your time? In the playground? When I say playground, you're going to hear what Paul is meaning in a moment. Is it in the area of sexual indulgence? Because look at verse 16. Is it in some religion, as I mentioned earlier, that sanctions your conduct? Can you get away with it? Because the Corinthian church had that religion. He says, do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? Boy, we could spend forever on this. For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Listen, very quickly, and I know I'm out of time. This is horrible. When you counsel with people, male and female, of course they process it all differently. But promiscuity, that is sexual indulgences outside the sanctity of marriage, which God says these are the rules, it leaves a mark. Now listen to me. I'm being a little bit sarcastic here. You can go rob a bank. You can go steal a horse. You can go speeding. You can do like me and get pulled over by the highway patrol yesterday because I didn't have my headlights on in the snow. I didn't know that was a rule, but you can sin against the law, and you can go to jail, or you can get a ticket, you can be in trouble, okay? The Bible says, when you sin sexually, it is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. You guys, if I get a ticket, I go pay my fee, and I'm forgiven. And after the insurance, I don't know how that thing works, but you know, you're not marked, you go to school, and it's off your ticket, and you're fine, okay, whatever. You can't do that with sexual immorality. And it leaves a mark. And it can only be broken by Jesus. And with that, a constant application of Jesus.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called To Tell the Truth. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
Whether or not you're a car enthusiast, our current featured resource called Ignite Your Life by Barry McGuire guides us through a life free from worry and fear. Barry, well known in the automotive world, shows us how to live God's way with effortless faith and by keeping God as our first love.
Whoever encounters Barry encounters Jesus Christ. So please get your own copy today at jackhibbs.com.
Ignite Your Life is our gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to the ministry at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Hey, everybody. You know what? The wonderful producers here on this program had this great idea. How about you and I adopting a topic and praying about that topic each month? So, for example, starting this month, I want to invite you to pray with me that God's truth would prevail. How's that? That God's truth would prevail in elections, in our health challenges, that God's truth would prevail in our marriage, with our children, our grandchildren. Let's pray this month for God's truth to be not compromised, but exalted, not dissed or pushed away, but obeyed. Let's pray for God's truth all this month together. So let's do that. Let's pray for God's truth to prevail. Father, we come before you today, this week, this month, regarding truth. And we pray, Father, that in our own lives, that we would live in truth. Your Bible tells us, your Son told us, that the truth shall set us free. And so, Father, I pray that we would make the decision right now, no matter where we're at or what we're doing, that we would pursue truth and that we would speak truth in love, but above all things, that we would be people of truth, because you are the God of all truth. The way, the truth, and the life is our Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.